This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, keeping secrets and the faults. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the keeping the secrets of our neighbors and their faults. In the Islamic lifestyle, when we look at the rights of the neighbors, and in order to have the Islamic lifestyle, we must keep the secrets of our neighbors if we know something. And also, we must secure or keep the faults of our neighbors or have this secret as well. According to the saying of Imam Zainul Abidin, he has said that وَأُسِرُّ لَحُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ مَوَدَّةٍ, that when you keep a secret of your neighbor in their غَيْبَ, which is like when they're not present in front of you and when they're not present, this brings love between the neighbors. This brings closeness and affection between the neighbors. So one of the causes of closeness and the love amongst the neighbors with each other is that they keep the secrets of each other. And on top of that, maybe there are some faults that the neighbor have. Maybe there are some things that they are performing, and it is something which is specific to them. The flaws, maybe the faults or defects, or there is a deficiency in the ethical or the practical life they have. Therefore, it is necessary for a neighbor to keep these secrets with them and do not share it with the people, to help them coming out of the deficiency that they have, to come out of the flaws that they have, and to help them in order to become better, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of keeping the secrets and to keep the faults of the neighbors and to help them in order to fulfill those faults or to cover the flaws that they have, to recover the flaws that they have in their life. So if they have any faults or defects in their life, we must help them. And on top of that, we need to keep their secrets, if they have any kind of secrets, and if we know about them. Why? Because this brings love amongst the neighborhood, and we will have a secure and peaceful neighborhood in this way. When a person knows that if I have any issues and people can keep their secrets or his secrets and the neighbors are helpful, he can have a peaceful life in that area. So therefore, this is one of the necessities that we need to do that. On top of that, this is the right of the neighbors. You know, the way, for example, if my brother or sister has a secret or if they have a fault, I keep them with myself so that it brings affection between these brother and sisters. Or maybe if our kids have any kind of faults, or if they have a secret and they ask us to keep it secretly and to not share it with the others, and when we are not sharing it and we are keeping that secret, obviously it brings a respect in their heart in relation to us. Similarly, when in relation to our neighbors we have the same attitude, it spreads or it brings the respect of each other. It brings the respect and the love in relation to each other. And if we can have such an attitude towards our neighbors, this will bring peace in the neighborhood. This will bring peace in our life and in their life. And also, this is one of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub. He is the one who hides the faults of the people. Therefore, we, being the follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must keep the secrets of the people, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.